So he gives them another day too. But until they make a decision in their heart and get enough clarity in their mind from the state that they put themselves in, they can never do business with God until they see God and understand what God's done for them and who God is. And you got to believe on that word. The Lord said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
That's in the Bible. That's in stone.
Right. Yes.
You'll believe it or you'll die and go to hell.
Right.
There ain't no other two ways to cut it.
Right.
But God's mercy is forever. It never ends.
Amen.
It endures forever, just like your salvation will as a saved individual.
Right.
Never have to worry about it. Just like that brother said this morning, never have to worry about your name being blotted out.
Amen.
Never. No man can pluck at you from his hand.
That's right.
I don't care what anybody tells you or what way they want to go with it. It can never happen. If you've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, nothing can keep you or prevent you from being in heaven with him. Nothing.
Amen.
Nobody can ever convince me. And there's been a few tried. I've run into a few that blow your mind. And they had a head full of God, but they didn't have a heart full of him. There's a big difference right there. You've got to believe on him. And what he's done. And who he is. And the price he paid. It's as simple as that right there. And you'll merit heaven.
Amen.
But you got to believe him. He says my spirit won't always strive with man.
Right.
It's not on your time. It's not on my time. When God comes by, when he takes enough time out of that mercy, and he walks by, and he decides to come by you just for a second, you'll know it because your heart will stand to attention. Nothing else in this world compares
to
how you feel when God puts you under conviction.
Amen.
Nothing. You should tremble. You should tremble in fear because there's a God of heaven trying his best to keep you from going to hell.
Right.
You ever thought about the spirit? You ever thought about the man, the spirit? You got a soul in you that was put there by God from the time you was born. You know that thing screams out saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to hell. God put that thing in there to worship him.
Yeah.
To give him everything it's got. But he also gave it a free will.
Right.
He gave that individual a free will to make that decision.
Amen.
Will you love me or will you despise me and reject me? Or will you accept me?
Amen.
That's what it takes right there. You've got to love God and you've got to accept him. We know that. We understand that. But maybe somebody don't. But it's as simple as childlike faith.
Right.
And God's never turned nobody away, nor will he.
Amen.
Never. You cry out to the King of Glory and you mean it.
Yeah.
In your heart.
That's right.
With everything you've got. And God will save you.
Amen.
He will put his blood upon your soul.
Amen.
And the power of God will seal you to the day of redemption.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Nobody can convince me otherwise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
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 Romans 10:13.
Amen.
My verse tonight, 20 years ago, when you come in there with that leather Bible and you took my hide off in about 7-8 layers and you let me know who I was, what I was, and where I was going. If I didn't turn from it, if I didn't listen to it, and if I didn't get a hold of it. God sent you in there to preach to me to keep me out of hell. That was God's mercy.
Amen.
Sent a preacher from Robbinsville in the middle of nowhere to preach to one individual that night because I was the only one that got saved.
Amen.
And I know that without a doubt in my mind, my heart, God saved me that night.
Amen.
Under the preaching of the gospel. Now I got in on the preacher. I got in on the real deal. He's standing right up there. He's still standing today. He was standing all them years. He's had a lot of things in his life come by, but he's still standing behind that pulpit, mounting that word of God up. That's the real deal right there. That is what you get in on right there. That's Bible preaching, Bible believing man of God right there.
Right.
Got oil on him.
Amen.
There's oil on that man of God right there.
Praise.
That's power. Oil, God puts that on the man of God in order to give him the power that he needs, anointing power. And that preacher right there is God. My pastor.
Amen.
Pastor Mark Stewart.
Amen.
Preached to my heart and my soul. And God used the Word of God, that powerful Word of God, he used that to break me. I mean, snap me. Not any but three people knew the condition I was in. Two people. But he used him to preach it. So that was the third person I know without a doubt right then and there. God had rattled my cage through the Word of God. Mind blowing that he would come my way and walk by me and even glance my way. Filthy, dirtbag, rotten, black-hearted looking, filthy sinner. Deserving of nothing but hell.
Amen.
Not when my back broke, but when my neck broke right along with it. God didn't have to do nothing for me, and he's still God.
Amen.
He's still justified.
Amen.
If he never even looked at me or thought about me, he would have had all rights to me to put me right where I belonged.
Right.
But because of his mercy and his unbelievable grace, which endureth forever, he seemed fit to call me out amongst the church, amongst a whole room full of people. There was one come forth. You're hearing him speak right now. I'm telling you, the power of God is as powerful then as it is now.
Amen.
The Word takes the Word of God to get it done.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's right.
God's power, listen, it's as strong tonight as it ever has been. Amen. When the Lord said thousands of years ago, his hand was not shortened, that it cannot save.
Amen.
He hadn't shortened one bit.
Right.
Amen. He's able to save to the most them that come unto God by him. Amen. Bless his name. If you've got your Bible, turn to the book of St. Mark, chapter 5. St. Mark, chapter 5. I really appreciate the testimonies tonight of what God has done in these people's lives, these saints of God that are here, how that God changed them, saved them, changed them, washed them, made them new. Amen. And that's what we're looking at tonight. Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 20. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things
of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. When he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, them that were with him, and entereth into where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. They were astonished with a great astonishment, and he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. I want to look in this reading specifically about the woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. The woman with an issue of blood, 12 years. And look in her life and look at her story for just a minute. I had been thinking about this woman for some time, had been thinking about what Christ had done for her, thinking about how she lived, how she must have felt, all that she must have went through and faced, the disappointment from the many times that she tried to find help for her condition. Just like any sinner going to find something to bring some kind of relief for what they believe they're looking for. And she tried everything. The Bible said that she had spent all. I mean, had spent all. And this certain woman, I mean, just an average woman there in the land of Israel, had heard that Jesus was passing by, had heard that the Lord was coming by. And he wasn't even coming by particularly for her. He was going to a man's house whose daughter was sick. He was on his way. You know, I have thought a bit about this. How many times that God reached out to one sinner and wound up saving several others because they found out he was there and they went in to get help and found help. Amen. It's important to move when God passes by. Amen. I began to think about this woman and just trying to feel for her. And trying to think about, these different things that happened that finally brought about her healing. And look at her desperate condition. And think about the desperate condition of a sinner. I'll tell you, when I got saved, it was as simple as this. I knew there was nothing that I could do to help myself. And I knew that there wasn't anything anybody else could do to help me. I knew that there was only one person that could get me out of the mess that I was in. And I knew that it was Jesus. It became that real to me. Are you listening to me? I had a godly granddaddy that loved the Lord and preached God's word. And he was like an icon to the family. He was you talk about a spiritual leader. And he had helped many of us by giving us answers about things many times. He had prayed over us, begging God to save us. And he stayed on us about being in God's house where we could hear the word of God. And just on and on, he let us know that this was the biggest, most important decision for all eternity that we were going to make. And I'll tell you what, he couldn't help me. He couldn't help me. My parents couldn't help me. The people at the church couldn't help me. I was in a bad situation. I was in desperate condition. This woman had an issue of blood for 12 years, and absolutely nothing that she did was going to help her. She tried finding help, tried different things. Are you listening? Tried this and that. I mean, no doubt they was her, like her friend. How many of us today? I mean, even right here in the church, you get a head cold and Brother Greg O'Brien can give you something to try. Amen. I mean, that's how people are. They'll say, have you heard of this? Have you tried this? Why don't you do this? And she tried all of that. She tried every bit of that. Everything that she had heard. But the Bible said on one day, one occasion in verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind. Amen. I'll tell you, that was the best decision and the best advice that she had ever got. There's a man by the name of Jesus that's passing by this way. You can try him. Amen. I said you can try him. I've never known anybody that tried him that found him unable. Never have known anybody that came to him that left empty. You won't read it. You won't hear about it. Amen. I've never in my life, or I've never read anybody that came to the Lord and didn't get the help that they needed if they were sincere. if they were sincere. There was a rich young ruler had come to him one time, but he wasn't sincere. He wanted to know what he had to do to have life, and the Lord told him, and he wasn't ready for that. But if he would have just took up his cross and followed the Lord like the Lord said to, hey, he would have found what many others had found, the answer to all of his problems. Amen. He would have found life and life everlasting. Her desperate condition tried all these human remedies. Amen. The Bible said in verse 26, and had suffered many things of many physicians. Listen, those doctors tried everything. Had suffered many things of many physicians. They put her through one test after another and through one procedure after another. But there's not but one procedure that she needs to meet Jesus. Amen? To meet with Him. To meet with the one that made her. Oh, yeah, she suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered. Nothing bettered. Look at this. But rather grew worse. She got worse and worse and worse. And that's the way it is for somebody that's lost. The situation just gets worse and worse and worse. The man that Jesus talked about, he said that he was speaking of a parable, and he was speaking like a man's body, you know, his a house, and he sweeps it and, you know, drives everyone out. The strong man that's in the house, he drives him out, but he doesn't ask the stronger man in, which is a picture of Christ. And you know what happens? The one he drove out comes back with seven more, wickeder than himself, and enters into the house. And the Bible says the latter end of that man is worse than the beginning. He gets worse and worse and worse. That was the situation of that man in the tombs we've talked about here lately. I mean, this man was worse than he had ever had been. He didn't just start off like that. He was a family man. He had family. After he got saved, he went back to them, didn't he? Told all his family, told his neighbors, his friends. He had friends, he had family. He wasn't always like this. I don't know what it was that he'd done. But one thing after another made him worse and worse and worse till finally his home was broken. He had left. He was wandering in the tombs. He had stripped his clothes. He had beat himself. They tried to bind him with chains and he'd break the chains. No doubt he cut himself. Listen to me. He was in bad shape. He had a legion of devils in him. Legion of devils in him. Thousands. But his remedy came walking on the Sea of Galilee. Amen. Thank God came to the other side. Called out to that man. Listen, that man came seated and clothed and in his right mind. This woman had spent all that she had when she had heard of Jesus. She determined to touch him. When she had heard of Jesus in verse 27, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. I'm going to touch his garment. Now, many times she probably thought, I'm going to go to that doctor's office and I'm going to get better. And it didn't happen. Well, maybe I'll go see this doctor and what he's going to do. Now, his theory sounds better and I'll get better. And she didn't. And one after another, she got worse and worse and worse. But with this man, listen, she exercised faith. She knew. She had heard of him. She had heard of him. She had heard all the things that he had done. She had heard the testimonies one after another, just like you have heard here today, what Jesus can do when he gets a hold of somebody in their soul. Hey, he can make a change. And she said, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. I'll be whole. I'll be saved. Amen. It'll dry up. I won't have these problems anymore. I'll not have these fears anymore. I won't be on my way to hell anymore. No, I won't. I remember saying that. If I can get saved, I won't have to worry about dying going to hell. How many of you remember saying something like that? I won't have to worry about this. If I can get saved, if I can just get to the Lord, I won't lose sleep like this anymore. Amen. I'll find rest. I'll find rest for my soul. If I can get to Jesus, I'll be smiling like them up in the choir smiling. I'll know what they're smiling about. Them that's shouting, I'll know what they're shouting about. Glory to his name. Hey, this woman knew if she got to him, she would be whole. She exercised her faith. Amen. And instantly, the Bible said, she went through the new convert study class and then got born again. No. Listen, your first experience of being saved is one with the Lord. It's not with the pastor. It's not me taking you down to the creek and baptizing you. It's not Brother Mike and Brother Greg giving a first and second to add you to the roll of the church. And then it happens. No, your first experience will be with the Lord of glory, because he wants you to be his. Amen. He wants to wrap you up in his arms. He wants to cover you in his righteousness. He wants to wash your sins away and give you peace. He wants to let you know you're going to live with him for all eternity. Amen. You don't have to go to hell anymore. You're going to live with me. That's enough to run about. Amen. Hey, we don't have to go to hell. We're going to live with him. Live with him. I get to live with him. Glory to God. He can make me whole. He can save me and change me if I can just touch him. I can just touch him. I shall be whole. If I may but touch his clothes, in another gospel, I think it's in two others, Luke and John, I believe. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. And straightway, instantly, the fountain of her blood was drying up. My Bible don't say drying up. It says dried up. Dried up. Dried up. Sickness gone. Not getting better. Gone. Amen. sins not floating away from me one at a time. No, gone. 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 Dried up. Taketh away. That's what God said. He taketh away. Amen. The sins of the world. Dries up. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body. She got that feeling salvation. Amen. She could feel something. And that's good if you can. But listen, this thing's by faith. You know that. I thank God that you can feel something. Amen. But it's by faith. Listen, don't wait for a big light or a big overwhelm. Listen, you might be waiting a while. This is you trusting His promise. You're trusting in Him. Lord, I believe everything you said. You said if I'd come to you, I'd be whole. I believe that. I'm coming to you and only you. I'm coming to you and only you. I'm trusting you and only you. Amen. I know if I can touch you, or rather Him touch you. That's what it is. He touches you. He had looked round about and he knew virtue had gone out. And he said, who touched me? See, that was strength. That was his strength going out and healing her. And he knew it. He knew it. He said, who touched me? They said, all that crowd, people's pressing up against you and you say, who touched me? It's not everybody. It could be 100 down here praying. But it's the one that really touches by faith. That really believes. She was believing. She had planned her procedure. And she executed it. If you want to look at it that way. She said, he's coming. And if I could but touch his clothes, I'll be whole. When he come down the road or wherever he was coming, she made her way toward him and touched him. Amen? And she knew. Boy, she was trusting. She was believing. When she touched, she was like, ooh. It happened. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it would. Listen, you can't hold on to his garment and wander. You got to know. He said it would. Hey, he said it would. Hey, and it did. He said it would. If I grabbed, it would. Amen. I can touch him. It will. Amen. My sin, my blood is dried up. It's gone. I'm saved. Saved. I'm different now than I ever have been. I'm different. Bless the Lord. She knew she was healed. Instantly healed. It's like that fellow that was blind. I'm done. He was blind from the time he was a baby, I guess. Brother Carl, if right now, with your experience, if right now suddenly light came in and you could see how ugly I am, you could see the color of your shirt, the color of the pews and carpet, and the lights shining, and all the people's faces so differently. You would know that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
They begin to question him. Are you sure you're the one that was blind from the time he's born? Yes. Well, who touched you? He said, Jesus, touch me. I know that he did. I can see. He opened my eyes. He said, he's a sinner. He's a sinner. Jesus is a sinner. How could he do that? Jesus is a sinner. And you know what Carl said, what Carl's friend said? Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. He had just met Jesus.
Right.
All these things you're saying about him, I don't know about. But one thing I do know.
Right.
Whereas I was blind, because I was born blind.
Right.
Whereas I was blind, now I see.
Amen.
I see. I see. My eyes are open. I see. I know it. I know my eyes are open. I see. I know my eyes are open. Amen. I can see. I can see. And she knew. She knew that issue of blood was dried up. She knew it. She knew there's absolutely been a change in me. There's been a change in me. A change in me. I'm not the one that I used to be. Old things are passed away. Since Christ has made me free, there's been a change in me. All because of him. Amen. It could be a change in your life tonight. We should never, church, ever hope to get over the change he's made in us. Now are we the sons of God, sons and daughters of God. We'll be like him. We shall see him as he is. And he's coming. He's coming. Just like he said, you come to me, I'll change you. And now he said, I'm going to come to you and get you. I'm going to receive you unto myself. You that came to me, I'm going to come to you. I want you to stand. Boy, I thank him for his help today.